Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. This is the Pro Insider Podcast. This is for all you people out there that are, well, in the building trades. Maybe you're a framer. Maybe you sell tile to contractors. Maybe you're a kitchen and bath designer. This show is for you. Now, we don't have a full interview on this one today, so we're going to talk about a very important subject for business owners out there. Are you protecting your assets? What do I mean by that? Let's talk about that for a few minutes. Here's the thing, and I'll give you my life story here with Around the House. This is really simple. So Around the House with Eric G has only been around for, 5 years now. Now, Around the House has a long history. Around the House has been around for 32 years, 33 in the spring. There have been, I'm the fourth host of Around the House. Before me, as you all remember, if you've been one of our long-term listeners, it was Around the House with Handyman Bob. Then it was Around the House with Handyman Bob and Eric G. And then when Bob retired, it is Around the House with Eric G. But I realized that we were not protecting our assets. So a few years ago, I went out and hired a good attorney. And yes, I could have done this myself and filed a trademark or service mark for my logo and the brand Around the House with Eric G. Because I wanted to make sure in today's day and age, in the digital world, of having any imposters or people trying to build off of my brand. And so it's very interesting. You know, I have two attorneys that I work with to make sure that that brand stays protected. And every few months, we have somebody out there that is, you know, borrowing what is my trademark. So it's something that I have to be very careful with, including in podcasting out there. If you're a podcaster, you got to be careful because there are podcast platforms where people out there are taking other people's podcasts off their RSS feed and actually reposting them on another platform and making money off of it. So you got to be careful with these things, and you have to have people to make sure that you're doing the right thing. My point being is you want to protect your brand first so somebody else can't take it. And it's something you've got to be very careful with because rebranding, no matter what you're doing, can be really ugly. And I saw this, probably the lesson I learned from this was about 15 years ago. I saw two companies that were in the same state even that had a similar name. And they went toe-to-toe. And the one that you would have thought won didn't because the other one got ahead of the game. Even though, you know, the bigger company was newer, the smaller company had the same name for longer. Guess what? The smaller company won. And so you got to be really careful when you're dealing with the U.S., you know, trademark patent office, because this, here's the thing, and we're going to bring on a, actually, I'm going to bring on my New York patent attorney, my trademark attorney, service mark, all those things. We're going to bring them on here in the future and talk about this stuff, because this is an important interview that we'll have down the road. Because what happens is you've got to be very careful with this. I don't want to see you spend your time, money, energy building your brand and reputation to at some point get a cease and desist order because somebody else went out and protected your brand. So, what have you done to protect your brand? Great example for me. There's companies out, there's about three out there right now that are very close to around the house of Eric G. And I'm just keeping an eye on them, watching. I've got one clown trying to trademark it now, and it won't go through. But this is the stuff that happens. You've got to be very careful with this stuff. So think about it. If you have your contracting company, maybe a tile setting company, you know, maybe your framing company, whatever your brand is. You know, mine, it didn't cost me that much. I spent about $1,000 to protect my brand. In the scheme of things, it's going to cost you more in just trying to get your new name out. So this will be your least expensive move to protect your brand. Now, protecting your brand beyond getting that trademark or service mark is actually having someone or yourself going out and researching it and protecting it. You have, once you have it, you might have to send out some cease and desist letters to keep people from trying to use it. Because just because you have it doesn't mean that you're 100% protected. You've got to go out there and do your part. So if you went out and took your name, protected it, you know, you want to grow it outside of your local regional area, you know, if you're just going to be local, there's a risk you take. If you go, hey, I'm just a small company locally, what can happen is if you're running that business and you're cruising and somebody in another state decides, hey, they like your name, they want to use it, and then they decide they're going to make it a regional company, at any point they can go out and trademark it. And then you might lose that brand because they can come back and say, well, here's your cease and desist letter. Now, at that point, you have two choices. You have one, you can say, oh, you're right. Let's try to settle this out. Let's try to discuss it out. Maybe we can work out a regional thing. You might have to change your name at that point, which means new website, new branding, new numbers on trucks, new everything. Or you can decide to fight it. And these are federal administrative hearings when you think about it. So all of this stuff is done through an attorney / federal proceeding. You don't have a court where you're sitting in front of it, but you might be on a phone call in the middle of a court hearing. It is just like any other court proceeding, except you're not sitting in a courtroom. So these are administrative hearings. So you just need to make sure that what you're doing is legal. You've protected that, because guess what? As everybody knows out there, I mean, I think if you went through the hearing process, you could spend 10 grand on an attorney pretty quickly. And that's if it's easy. So $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500, depending on, you know, or $2,000, depending on what you've got to do, or it could be less, is a great investment if it keeps you from having to spend too much money on an attorney down the road. Now, can you sit down and do the paperwork yourself and go onto a website and buy the forms and the instructions on how to do it? Yeah, I've filed my own before. They work pretty good. But it's one of those things that, for me, I decided that I knew this show was going national, so I wanted to make sure that we had everything protected and done by an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I haven't passed the bar exam. I've not taken law classes. I thought, you know, let's hire a professional to do this that can really knock this out and fill out the forms correctly, which, you know, I don't know all the little rules to the game. And that's when hiring that professional might be a smart move. And then at that point, after you've gone through the 18 months, probably 2 years now with COVID. Now you've gone through that process. Now you need to protect it somehow, like we were talking about earlier. So that means you need to go in and either pay somebody to do the looking, the maintenance, and get on that. I mean, I go through and Google my brand all the time to make sure that everything is correct and I don't have imposters out there, because it's super easy in today's digital age to have somebody copy your work. And now my question to you is, who's copying your work out there? That's one thing that you need to protect. And that's my tip today. Coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G, we've got a fun show ahead. We've got my friend Katie Hughes from Girls Build. She trains 8 to 14-year-old girls how to get into the trades. She wrote a book, and we're going to talk about that for a few minutes. And then we're going to talk about what electrical changes are in your kitchen and bathroom. What's the national code for that? And then we're going to talk with History Attic Research. If you've got an old home, these ladies do a wonderful job of going back and doing research to tell you what happened in your home in the past. Did a president stay there? Was there a murder there? What happened in your house? And the older it is, the more stories it has to tell. All that coming more on Saturdays Around the House with Eric G. You can catch it on the radio show. We've added a new station in the Minneapolis market, so check us out there. And stay tuned for our Seattle show. We've got a major announcement coming up this weekend. As soon as the press release comes out, we'll be talking about it. I'm Eric G, and you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.